KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a mostly sunny sky and 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today. A high of 83, winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Fair to partly cloudy tonight, low of 54 with a light and variable breeze. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Authorities in Montgomery County say a woman faces drug and public intoxication charges after she reportedly jumped in and out of traffic while carrying an item and attempting to strike vehicles with it Friday morning. 50-year-old Christina Shipley of Clarinda was arrested around 8:18 a.m. on Highway 34, about a half mile west of K Avenue. Shipley faces charges that include public intoxication and possession of a controlled substance, second offense. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The driver of a 2018 Chevy Cruze was attempting to park her vehicle Thursday morning when she accidentally stepped on the accelerator pedal instead of the brake. The vehicle, driven by 77-year-old Norma Jean Parrish of Villisca, struck the side of the Casey's General Store in Villisca, causing an estimated $25,000 damage to the structure and $4,500 damage to the car. That accident happened around 10:45 a.m. Thursday. Parrish wasn't injured in the mishap, and authorities say there were no citations issued since it happened on private property. Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson on Friday reported there have been 5 arrests over the past week. Most recently, on Tuesday, August 10th, 40-year-old David Thomas was arrested for interference with official acts. On Monday, 42-year-old Monty Castile of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse, assault, first offense, and willful injury. On August 6th, 23-year-old Sean Smith of Atlantic was arrested for burglary in the third degree, criminal mischief in the fifth degree, possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, and interference with official acts. On August the 4th, Atlantic Police arrested 42-year-old Christopher Knight of Atlantic for driving while barred. And on August the 3rd, 39-year-old Chad Wilcox of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. Each of those individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail and booked in. As of Friday the 13th, only Monty Castile remained in the Cass County Jail. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Friday of 29-year-old Aaron McDaniel of Glenwood. He was taken into custody for OWI first offense and carrying dangerous weapons. McDaniel's cash or surety bond was set at $2,000. Elsewhere in the news, the Department of Justice announced on Friday that it had reached a settlement with JP Senior Healthcare, LLC, and JP Senior Management, LLC, resolving the department's claims that those companies violated the Immigration and Nationality Act, or INA, by discriminating against a Latino employee based on assumptions the worker was not a U.S. citizen. JP Senior Management manages 2 nursing facilities owned by JP Senior Healthcare, and they include Pioneer Valley Living and Rehab, located in Sergeant Bluff, Iowa, and Goldenrod Manor Care Center, located in Clarinda, Iowa. Based on its investigation, the department determined that while verifying a new employee's legal right to work in the U.S., JP Senior Healthcare and JP Senior Management rejected the U.S. citizen's valid driver's license and unrestricted Social Security card. The investigation further concluded that the companies demanded that the worker instead present a permanent resident card based on the company's incorrect belief that the worker was not a U.S. citizen, even after the worker explained that he was a U.S. citizen and therefore not eligible for a permanent resident card. In addition, the department determined that the documentary demands resulted in the end of the worker's employment. The INA's anti-discrimination provision prohibits employers from requesting more or different documents that are necessary to prove work authorization based on employee citizenship status and national origin. Instead, all work-authorized individuals, regardless of citizenship status or national origin, may choose which valid, legally acceptable documents to present to demonstrate their ability to work in the United States. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark with the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division says employers must treat all workers fairly and consistent with the law without making any assumptions about the worker's citizenship based on their appearance or Hispanic national origin. She said also the Civil Rights Division is committed to ensuring that workplaces are free of discrimination. Under the terms of the settlement agreement, JP Senior Healthcare LLC and JP Senior Management LLC will pay a civil penalty to the United States and pay the injured worker back pay plus interest and train relevant employees on the INA's anti-discrimination provision. Well, the Cass County Community Foundation reminds Cass County nonprofits that the deadline to apply for grant funds is Wednesday, September 1st. Applications are currently being accepted online for the fall grant cycle with $33,200 available to support Cass County nonprofit organizations and community projects. Full application details, helpful resources, and a link to the application form can be found online by selecting Cass County under the county listing at www.swiowafoundations.org. Applications will only be accepted through the online system. You should note also there is a new grant application portal this cycle, and all applicants will need to create a new account when they're first accessing the application, regardless of whether you've done so in the past or not, because this is an entirely new system. Only organizations providing services in Cass County are eligible to apply for these particular grants, and they must be able to demonstrate broad community and county support, along with being an IRS-approved 501c3 public charity, a local municipality, or fiscally sponsored project. For the fall of 2021, the Cass County Community Foundation will entertain requests for capital, program, and operating support. That is a check of our news here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.